Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Dan Dennison following Saturday's 10th annual Nana Jana Fun Run.
Well, first of all, I guess just tell me a little bit about this Nana Jana 5K Fun Run that you got going on here this morning.
Well, something we started 10 years ago, and it was kind of on a whim. We used to have a corn maze, and we were at a corn maze convention, and while we were sitting there, I thought maybe we should do a run in memory of my wife who died of ovarian cancer, and of course, her name was Jana, and she was Nana, and so it's called Nana Jana Fun Run, and we started, I guess the first year, we just thought we'd do it. It was fun, so we've been doing it ever since. And I guess over the years, we probably raised, I'd estimate, $40,000 and $50,000 that we've given to the Ovarian Cancer Coalition, and try to raise awareness each year for ladies to realize that it's something that's very possible they could get. So we just wanted to make ladies aware that something they shouldn't try to live with. If they have discomfort, they need to go to a doctor, and a lot of doctors will actually say it's just bloating or different things, and so we just want to encourage ladies to, you know, actually push your doctor a little bit and get taken care of. If you catch it early, you got a better chance of survival. Ladies, it's just really deadly.
10 years for this 5K run going on, though. That's pretty good to have it going for an entire decade now.
It is, and it's simple for us because we do it at the farm, so we don't have to, you know, coordinate too much other than just making the paths out, getting the paths cut out and stuff. And we've had some really great sponsors over the years that help take care of the food and the different things we do. And so I call it a community effort. I mean, we organize it, but we have a lot of people to help. A lot of volunteers today that, you know, they just want to help.
And speaking of sponsors, that's looking a little different this year due to COVID-19, right?
Yeah, I don't know that it would have had to, but we, in trying to decide whether to do it in spite of COVID, it was wasn't a big decision, but something we need to think about. And I said, I think we should do it, but I don't, you know, a lot of people have had hardship. We hated small business people. We kind of hated to ask people to, or it'd been a bad year to donate, so we decided just to do it without. We asked, I mean, we kind of announced we weren't doing that. We've had a lot of just individual step up with financial support, so been really, really good. Kind of heartwarming, really.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the turnout has been here this year as compared to previous years?
You know, we're smaller this year. Some people questioned, you know, social distancing, and we're out in the open, and like I said, there's 120 acres on the side of the road, so you can't get away from somebody if you want to. So, I mean, I think it affected our crowd some, and we understood that, and we knew it would. But we've got a nice crowd, and I don't really have any idea of the number. We signed up early, it was slow, but we had pretty good turnout this morning, so I guess the food's all gone. We'll know we had about the same crowd.
That's right.
Or they're hungrier, I don't know.
For sure. So where do people all come from to participate in this event? Mostly from around the area here?
Yeah, I'd say most are from Knoxville, but, you know, I know we got some people in Maddieville, and I've got some people in Pella. We got a whole bunch of the relatives, but they're probably 20 from Minnesota, you know. So they come from a close distance, but mm-hmm. I think this year we have fewer from a distance than we normally do.
As could be expected, I suppose.
Yeah.
So tell me, I guess, about the nuts and bolts of this thing. What does the course look like? How do you get all that put together here for this 5K?
Oh, I go back and just kind of start looking where I'd like to go and do those spots and then add a little and then drive it a few times trying to get 5K out of it.
Right.
We, a lot of years ago, across the creek. I didn't this year, but we do across the creek and we do some timber, and it's just, you know, this side of the road's kind of rough, so it's kind of adventuresome, and people that run it, I think they kind of like the landscape and the beauty of green grass and some cows looking over the fence. And, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So
going over the creek would be pretty cold on a morning like this.
It would. It's usually dry, but or near dry. But
I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, we've gone across over the years. We've gone across the pond. We've put logs across. We've done a lot of things over a 10-year time. But I think maybe this year's course is maybe a little mild.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess before we wrap up here, is there anything else that we maybe didn't touch on that you want to make sure folks know about this run or, I guess, your cause?
Well, I think we expressed the cause pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's just the whole idea is to raise awareness for ovarian cancer. And if we can do that and over the 10 years help a lady or two, man, that'd be awesome. Because if it's a late stage diagnosis, it's a difficult one to deal with. So, and it's hard on families. So we're just trying to help people avoid that if we can. And I don't know if we're doing anything with that or not. We like to think we are. And if we're raising some funds that might help to the cure, it'd be awesome. You know, things don't just happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a long time. It's fun to gather, and it's fun for people to share, and so there's just a lot of positives with it. I enjoy it, and a lot of the people are the same, and a lot of them are here because they've lost somebody with it, and kind of close to them, you know, and so I think it's good for them to do that. I know some of our people that come out, they don't run, they come out and bring some money, and they've lost a wife or a mother, and that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But I do like to thank the sponsors and all the people in the community who help with it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. The community, you know, people, dog, a lot of things to go on. But we're really blessed here in Knoxville that people have.
Thanks to Dan Dennison for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.